This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. The war in Afghanistan has taken a high-value target. A U.S. drone strike killed the Taliban leader Mullah Mansoor in Pakistan's Baluchistan province over the weekend. Mullah Mansoor was believed to be in command of the organization, an active number two to Mullah Omar, the Taliban founder, according to U.S. sources. His death, the U.S. says, places the Taliban in serious disarray, a political limbo that even Taliban officials admit will set the organization back for an indefinite period. Sune Engel Rasmussen, reporter for The Guardian, joins us from Kabul. He says this is a risky job to have, at the very least.
Mullah Mansoor had only been the official figurehead of the Taliban since July last year, where Mullah Omar, the founder of the movement, was declared dead. But he had, in practice, he had been running the organization for at least 3 years since Mullah Omar passed away in a hospital in Pakistan. The selection of Mansoor was followed by a very fierce power struggle within the Taliban. And a lot of people not only chose to not follow Mansoor, but some people also took to arms and made armed rebellion against Mansoor. So depending on who will follow him, we can probably expect to see some degree of power struggle again, and that will change the power balance within the Taliban. One of the people who is at least a strong candidate to succeed Mansoor is Sirajuddin Haqqani, the leader of the Haqqani movement, which is used to be a more separate movement, is an older movement than the Taliban, but is also a hardcore wing of the Taliban and a much more irreconcilable wing of the Taliban when it comes to peace talks. Another person that's being mentioned is Mullah Yaqub, who is the son of the late leader Mullah Omar. He's not very old, he's in his 20s, but he has some experience and might be a more unifying figure, because a lot of people will answer to him because he is the son of Mullah Omar. But whichever way it will go, it will change the internal dynamics of the Taliban.
Sune, to get into the sort of conspiracy theory piece of this, is this successful strike possibly a sign that the ISI, the security service of the Pakistan government, gave him up in some sense? They're working closely with the Taliban, it's believed sometimes, even though they're ostensibly supposed to be adversaries of the Taliban? Or is this an indication, and you've partially answered this question, is it an indication that the U.S. may have some autonomous intelligence operation operating in Afghanistan or Pakistan?
I think the U.S. probably have their own independent intelligence, probably pretty extensive too, in both Pakistan and Afghanistan. It gets a little bit speculative to talk about the ISI's role in this, but like you said, they are a backer of the Taliban, have been from the very beginning. And Pakistan is a fractured system. There's the military, there's the ISI, and then there's the government. They're not always on the same line. People who speculate that the ISI might have given him up, there are some reasons to why they might have done that. And as you say, again, this gets speculative, but one reason they might have done that, if that's the case, is that Mansoor proved to be a pretty difficult partner in the reconciliation process. And Pakistan refused to clamp down harder on the Taliban and kept reassuring both the Afghan government and the Americans that they could lead him or draw him to the negotiating table. That turned out not to be the case. Mansoor didn't at any point show any sign of being interested in negotiating for peace, partly, I think, because the Taliban have momentum right now in the battlefield, so it wouldn't make a lot of sense to them to sit down and talk reconciliation.
Finally, would we anticipate that the Taliban would be quiet for some time as all of this gets realigned and sort of reorganized in the wake of this advance, or would they strike very, very quickly?
Well, there have been some reports from Helmand that commanders have been told to not conduct any attacks at the moment. I haven't had that independently verified, but we haven't seen violence flare up since Saturday. This is the spring season, so I think we can expect the violence to continue. But this is a new situation for the Taliban, and I think right now they have to coordinate some response to this development, to the killing of their leader. But I also think a couple of weeks, maybe a month down the line, I think I would expect at least the Taliban to strike back and retaliate somehow. I don't expect the Taliban to answer to the killing of their leader with reaching out to the Afghan government and all of a sudden turn around and be willing to talk peace. I think, first of all, they need to consolidate the movement and create some unity inside the Taliban, and there's no better way of doing that than to get some military victories in the battlefield. So I think that's probably what we can expect.
He's speaking to us from Kabul, Afghanistan. Sune Engel Rasmussen is a reporter for The Guardian. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.